Jesus was criticized because of many good deeds. He cures the people. And then this context for this gospel, he drove out demons from a people, and then it scattered. Jesus came down to earth to unite the people and establish his kingdom. Part of this project is to set the people free from the enslavement of Satan, who causes them to sin and suffer. That is why there are many instances in the Bible where Jesus cast out demons from individuals. The gospel today is an example, yet some people used this occasion to criticize Jesus. Jesus used this occasion to preach about the unity in the kingdom of God. Divide and rule is a powerful tactic or strategy to destroy the enemy. We always see or listen or hear this tactic to destroy the enemy. You divide and criticize another and rule one another. Satan and demons use this method to stop or defeat the kingdom of God as established by Jesus. They will use everything to dissociate people from God and from one another. They are happy seeing people fight each other, even over trivial matters. They will subtly tempt persons of good intentions to become doubtful of themselves and to suspect one another of ill motives. Thus, the work of temptation is sadly affected. They are at work to attract people to their side and to show wickedness everywhere. They will use anyone, wittingly or unwittingly, including church people, to advance their cause. Alas, to people who allow themselves to be used by these fallen angels. When we are divided, we know Satan is at work. When people in the church are constantly opposed to each other, the church will not last long. When the family members are constantly opposed to each other, the family will not last long. However, we thank God that because of his stronger than any kingdom, power and authority in this world, he is in control. He will never allow Satan to triumph within his church and within our family if we believe in him. United we stand, and divided we fall. And only in union there is strength. If the family is united, it will be stronger than ever. For the kingdom of God to be fully realized, we need to stand united with Jesus our Lord and Savior in order to crush the effort of the enemy who wants to see us divided and fall. His name alone is powerful enough for the devil to tremble and flee away. Let us stand on guard against disunity among believers, among the family members. More importantly, let us always invoke the name of Jesus to cast out the demons among us and within us. Let us pray that we are we always are united and be one, and then be stronger because of Jesus.